النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لأنس رضي الله تعالى عنه: يا بني إذا دخلت على أهلك فسلم تكون بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers, often we hear the phrase that home is where the heart is. But generally we would not hear this same phrase with the word house, that house is where the heart is. Or we hear the phrase commonly said, home sweet home. But not commonly we would hear someone say, house sweet house. The simple reason for this, respected elders and brothers, is generally when a person refers to a house, then it refers to the external structure of that building. And when a person refers to his home, then it refers to that place where he resides. And it refers to that environment where he unwinds, where he becomes relaxed, he feels comfortable, and he feels at home. In the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to a person's home, explaining the purpose of a person's home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Kareem, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your houses as a means of peace, as a means of gaining contentment and peace. In Arabic, the word for a person's home is maskan, which is derived from the word sukoon. That a person, when he is in his home, then he experiences a type of contentment, a type of peace and happiness. Respected elders and brothers, the question we should ask ourselves, that the homes that we have today, despite the amenities, despite the luxuries, despite the comforts, do we experience that joy, that happiness when being in our home? Do we experience that contentment despite all the luxuries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? Do we experience that happiness, that joy, that contentment? Or are we such that that moment where we try, we can find an opportunity to flee from that home and to leave that home, we are ready to leave? And is it that when the holidays come, then it's not possible for us to stay in our home in search of this peace and happiness elsewhere? But respected elders and brothers, the place of peace, the place of happiness, inevitably is supposed to be the home of every person. This is the place of happiness, as it is very beautifully said, that the house, a person's home, is not about the location of his house. It's not about where he stays, or the luxuries, or the type of home that he possesses. But a home is made by the individuals that a person shares that home with. A home is made by the type of akhlaq and character of the inmates of that home. That is how a home is made. Respected elders and brothers, for this dream home, and for this home makeover, it is required of us to spend some change, to carry some change, to bring some change into our lives, which will highlight some important aspects, some practical aspects, which inshallah, by implementing these actions, we will secure the peace of the home, we will secure this happiness in our homes. Generally, when we speak of a dream home or a makeover, then the first thing that crosses our minds is our wallets. And how much of money do we have to spend? But this, respected elders and brothers, the beauty part of this change, this dream home, or this makeover, is that it will only cost us a little change. Not change as far as monetary aspects, but change to our lives. Change to our lives as far as implementing the teachings of Deen, implementing the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked that what is the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he comes to his home. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then began to explain the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It kana akram al-nas wa alyan al-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most honorable of people. And he was the most kind and most compassionate towards his family. وَكَانَ رَجُلًا مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ ضَحَاكًا بَسَّامًا. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an ordinary man like any man. But he was very, very cheerful. He would always have an illuminant smile on his Mubarak face. And this would cause others to become happy as well. So this is the first teaching, respected elders and brothers, that when entering the home, no matter what we may have gone through on that day, no matter what difficulties we may have experienced at our workplaces, that must not be brought to the home. We should not bring our stress and our problems outside the home into the home. And this will be a great injustice. That anger, that frustration that was building up the entire day on people outside the home, those people who are innocent, who are not the cause of that frustration, now the entire day's frustration is taken out on those people, those children who are waiting the arrival of their father, or that wife who had been slogging the entire day waiting for her husband, so that she may spend some time with him, so that she may be comforted by his company, so that she may experience some happiness, some time with him. But respected elders and brothers, when he comes into that home, then instead of a smile on his face, then he has a frown. And at times, Allah protect respected elders and brothers, he enters that home like a raging lion, and he takes out his anger on everyone. And the arrival of this person is not awaited. But the person who enters his home with a smile, no matter what may have been his condition outside the home, but he does not bring that situation that was outside the home into the home. He tries his best to give a good feeling to his family, to show a smile, to bring happiness to his family. Then, respected elders and brothers, the family will await his arrival. The inmates of that house will await the father. They will await his presence. They will enjoy his company. So this is the first quality, that when entering the home, we should smile. As far as possible, we should try and smile. Bring happiness to others. As this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second thing is that when entering the home, what is the dua that we should recite? In the hadith it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a man enters his home, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting Bismillah, entering the home reciting Bismillah, then shaitan addresses his men that لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ هَاهُنَا, there is no boarding and lodging here for you, so now depart and leave. But on the contrary, in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a person enters his home and he does not recite Bismillah, he does not take the name of Allah, then shaitan tells his men that here there is boarding and lodging for you, come and spend the night here. And it is obvious that that home where shaitan and his men are setting up camp, they are spending the night, they're going to be residing there, then it is obvious that they will be the cause of instigating discord, hatred, arguments, fights, and creating disunity in that home. So it is important that a person recites Bismillah on entering his home. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very beautiful dua when entering the home. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaj wa khayr al-makhraj. That, O Allah, I ask you for goodness in my entrance and for goodness in my departure from this home. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner would seek protection, and he would ask Allah to grant goodness. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna. In the name of Allah do we enter, in the name of Allah do we depart and leave the home. Wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. And upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we place our reliance and trust. So this is the second aspect, that when entering the home, we should make it a point of reciting Bismillah, taking the name of Allah, and try to learn this dua and recite this dua, as this will be a means of creating barakah and blessings in that home. That the person who enters that home with Bismillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create blessings in that home. The third aspect, respected elders and brothers, is entering with salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majeed says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That when you enter your homes, then say salam to yourselves. In other words, recite, make salam to the inmates of that home. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. This is a greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is full of blessings and which is a means of goodness in that home. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, should I not tell you of an action which will create muhabba and love amongst you? Sahaba radiallahu anhum told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that definitely, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Afshu salam baynakum. That make salam common amongst yourselves. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that making salam common, making salam to each other, whether it be in the home, whether it be outside the home, this is a means of creating love and unity. And it is a means of creating that muhabba that every person desires. He desires that muhabba and that love in that home. And this is the secret, this is the ingredient that makes salam common. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing his special attendant, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. That when you enter upon your family, فَسَلِّمْ تَكُونُ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. That when you enter your home, then recite salam, make salam to the inmates of that home, make salam to your family. It will be a means of blessing and barakah. It will be a means of blessing for you, and it will be a means of blessing for that home. So the means of getting blessings in that home, respected elders and brothers, is making salam. When entering the home, to make salam. But together with this, respected elders and brothers, the tone of that salam must be a tone of cheerfulness. It should not be that from the tone of that salam, the people of the house understand that frustration, understand the anger from the tone that the salam has been given. But the tone of that salam must be one that creates love, that creates happiness, creates that yearning for the arrival of that person. So this is the fourth quality, the fourth aspect which will bring this unity, this muhabbat into that home. The next aspect is with regards to meals, the time of meals, that we should make it a point that despite our busy schedules, different timings in the home, to try and share a meal together as a family. At least, at minimal, it should be the meal of supper. Everyone should try and have that meal together. On one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain. And O Nabi of Allah, we eat, but despite us eating, we do not feel satiated. We do not feel content. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that perhaps you eat separately. Eat together. Yubarak lakum fi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create blessings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the instruction, Fajtami'u inda ta'amikum. That at the time when you eat, at the time when you have a meal, then ensure that you are eating together, as this is a means of creating unity. It is a means of creating blessings and barakah as well. Together with this, respected elders and brothers, as a family, we should try as far as possible to share that meal from one utensil. If it is not possible as an entire family, and this was the practice of the people of the past, that when they would share their meals, they would eat all together from one utensil. But if it's not possible for an entire family, then at least the husband and wife should eat from one utensil, as this is a means of creating love and unity. As Aisha radiallahu anha says regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I would drink from a glass, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would search for that place where I had placed my mouth. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put his mouth on that exact spot where I had placed my mouth. And when I would consume meat from a bone, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put his Mubarak mouth on that exact same spot where I had put my mouth to consume from that meat. This was the extent of love and muhabbat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show for his respected wives. And this is what creates that love and unity, respected elders and brothers. Together with that, ensuring that when we are taking our meals, to recite Bismillah, to take the name of Allah. As the hadith that was previously mentioned, that a person when entering his home, if he recites Bismillah, and at the time of eating he recites Bismillah as well, then Shaitan tells his men that there is no meal here for you and there is no place here for you to stay. But on the contrary, the person who does not recite Bismillah on entering his home, and he does not take the name of Allah on consuming his meals, then Shaitan tells his men that come along, here there is a place for you to stay, and there is supper and there is meals also provided. And they also consume from that meals. So it is important for us to take the name of Allah before commencing our meals. Together with this, respected elders and brothers, every now and again, we should compliment our wives and be grateful to them for preparing us those meals, for going out of the way. We should understand that it is not their responsibility, but it is mere kindness on their behalf to prepare those meals. So every now and again we should try and thank them, we should compliment them. And if someone dislikes a certain dish, then on that moment, on the time when he is eating it, he should not express his displeasure. But after eating, on another occasion, he should explain to his family in a nice manner, so that she is not upset, she is not hurt. So these are aspects, respected elders and brothers, which will be a means of creating muhabbah, creating happiness in that home. Inshallah, by us abiding to these aspects and bringing these few aspects in our lives, we will enjoy that happiness in our homes. The happiness that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, had enjoyed in their homes. And it will be a means of creating barakah and blessings in that home. Just to highlight some of the important aspects that we had discussed. That firstly, that when entering the home, we should ensure that we enter with a smile. Try and create happiness. Share our happiness. No matter what our condition may have been on that day. No matter what difficulties, what problems, what frustration we were going through on that day. We should not take out our frustration and our anger on the inmates of that home. But as far as possible, we should put a smile. Enter cheerfully, be a means of solace and comfort to the inmates of their home. Then together with that, reciting the dua on entering. One is the dua to recite Bismillah. Then the masnoon dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaj wa khayr al-makhraj. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. And to enter making salam, as this is a means of creating barakah and blessings in that home. And lastly, we discussed the aspect of meals, that when eating, we should try to eat as a family, united together, and try as far as possible to eat from one plate, from one utensil, and reciting Bismillah, taking the name of Allah, and now and again to compliment our wives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings, barakah in our homes. Grant us peace and contentment and unity in our homes and amongst our families. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.